encourage you to find the outline in your bulletin and have place there. You can make some notes, read some scripture references that I'll be looking at. So encourage you to find that. We'll come back to Matthew chapter 6. We had some other things take place. We had the celebration of the 4th of July last Sunday. Today I want to come back to this passage in Matthew 6. And we'll be in this chapter for a period of time as we continue in our worship time today and in the days to come. It's already been noted, we're thinking about where my treasure is. And I'm suggesting I'll store my treasure in heaven. That's where I want mine to be. And so let me read this in Matthew 6, starting verse 19. Again, these are things Jesus said, so they all, the scripture is important, but so if he said it, it really probably needs our attention. Matthew 6, starting verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So let's think about that. Treasure in heaven. When we think about treasure in heaven, I think we could include a lot of things, perhaps. But when I think of treasure, it's more than things. It is relationships. It's a relationship of Christ. It's his, all that we can do to love and serve him. And those are things, probably more treasure than physical things that we might think of. But I want to begin today by thinking about laying up treasure in heaven. The motivation needs to be right. Now, if I am, my goal in what I do is for my own benefit, I probably will miss out on some of the treasure. So what I'm suggesting is, when I talk about laying up treasure in heaven, my motivation needs to start with serving Jesus. So on your outline, if you're writing in on your outline, the first thing you write in, my motive is serving Jesus. That's the basis for it. That's where we want to start. That's what I want in my own heart and in our hearts as believers to say, I'm here and I'm going to do these things because I love Christ, because I want to serve Him. The scripture passage is familiar to us. It says, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. So this challenge from God's Word says we want our motivation to be to serve Jesus. He said, do your work wholeheartedly. Another word I would put in there is do it enthusiastically for the Lord, gladly, delightfully for the Lord, because He has done so much for us. He said in the last part of that passage, it is the Lord Christ whom you serve. So when I think about treasure and things that produce treasure in heaven, I want to understand that my goal, first of all, is to say, I want to do this for Jesus. I want to serve Him. When I think about that, has He done anything for you? Has Jesus done anything in your life? Has He placed in your life any grace, any love, any forgiveness, any hope, any salvation, any blessing? I mean, if you took a sheet of paper today and started writing them down, how many things Jesus has given to you and done for you, would you fill up a page or two? Maybe, I don't know how many you'd fill up. So when I think about all that He's already given, if God never gave us anything more, He's already given us more than we deserve. He's already given us an abundance. The fact that we know we get to go to heaven, which I'll talk about later, is a gift in itself. And so when I think about that, I want to serve Him. My motivation, my desire is laying up treasures begins with, Lord, I love You, You love me, and I want to make my life count for You. I want to serve You. I want to love You. So I'm suggesting I want to begin with my motive of serving Jesus. And some of you know I can't sing, so I'll read. But when I get to heaven, I'll sing like the rest of you. But there's a song that we sang that I thought about that sort of fit in with this. It's called Living for Jesus. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'll read right now. The first stanza of it says, living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad heart and free. This is a pathway of blessing for me. The chorus says, O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. And I pray that God will help all of us to have that. That's a good motivation, and that's a good reason to live, is to serve Him. So when I talk about laying up treasures, Jesus talked about this. I want it to be out of a love and a motivation to serve Jesus. Now, second thing about that is, I believe treasure on earth is temporary. I believe treasure on earth is temporary. Jesus said, don't lay up your treasure on earth, because moth and rust destroy it, and thieves steal it. And so he says, that means the treasures I can collect for myself for this earthly moment is temporary. It won't last. It will disappear. Some of us have seen that over the years. Some of you some time ago had some money invested and you lost a big chunk of it because everything went down. You know what I'm talking about. Some of your retirement funds went, you lost thousands of dollars if you had pretty much a retirement. But there are also other things. One of the things I noticed about treasure on earth being temporary, if you have a house that you live in and a piece of property, do you ever have to spend any time and money on it? If you don't, what happens to it? It deteriorates. It's temporary. You got to keep on adding to it or redoing it or repainting or new furnace or whatever, new roof. So the things on this earth are temporary, those kind of things. But not only that, other things are temporary too. So let me read this first scripture passage. Says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Is that true? Did you ever notice that people who used to be heroes in the past, nobody knows about today? You and I, I'm older than some of you, not as old as some of you, but anyway. I remember some things, and I mentioned to my kids or my grandkids, and they look at me like, huh? Who are you talking about? Because that era, that person, their fame is over, and they don't even know who they are. It don't last. The things of this earth just don't last. And so he said, your life is like a vapor. It's gone, and before you know it, it's gone away. Now, those of us who are getting down the road a little bit realize it's like a vapor. Some of us look at life and say, I'm what? I'm how old? What? I got kids. I got grandkids. I got grandkids. I'm not old enough to have all that yet. But life just seemed to go by very quickly. Treasure on earth is temporary. The Bible describes it as a vapor that soon passes away. Notice what the other passage says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. So that says everything I can collect on earth, whatever stuff I can get, will one day disappear. It's not going to be there. So I need to recognize that Jesus, when he talked about don't store up treasure down here, don't focus on stuff down here, is that if I do, I'm focusing on stuff that's going to be gone in a period of time. It's not going to last. And so I'm saying, God, help me to recognize that all the stuff down here is temporary. But not only is that true of houses and vehicles and all those things, but it's also true, as I already mentioned, of your achievement level. You can gain prominence for a while, but does that last? After a while, nobody knows who you are. Or you get approval. People like you, and then your approval goes away. Or you people recognize you. All that, those kind of treasures also disappear after a period of time, which I've already mentioned, with people we've thought about in the past who no longer nobody knows about or cares about. So Jesus reminds us that the treasure that I can collect here on earth is temporary. So that means I need to keep that in mind and use what is here on earth for His glory, which I'll talk about in a second. But I need to recognize that all the stuff here is not going to last. And sometimes we spend a whole lot of effort and a whole lot of money getting a whole lot of stuff that is going to be gone in the future anyway. And so it becomes a focus of our life that we need to say, God, change it for me. We don't always plan on it, but it just sort of gets that way. And I need to recognize that the stuff I'm trying to do today may not be worthwhile. The second part, though, is I believe treasure in heaven is permanent. Treasure on earth, the things I can collect, whether it's stuff or recognition or prominence, is temporary, but treasure in heaven is permanent. It's lasting. So it says, blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled, will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now notice this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a living hope. Is Jesus still alive? Is He going to be alive tomorrow? Is He going to be alive when this world's over? Yeah. And now notice what He said. We have a living hope because we have a living Savior through the resurrected Christ. We have an inheritance that's what? Imperishable. Undefiled. Won't ever get messed up or rusted or whatever. Won't fade away. Reserved in heaven for you. And I like that. Do you have anything reserved for you? You got anything with your name on it in heaven? It's because He said, whatever's stored up in heaven is reserved for you. Got your name on it. We're protected by the power of God. The treasure that we send ahead to heaven is lasting. It'll be there forever. The stock market won't affect it. Termites won't affect it. Health won't affect it. It is permanent. And so Jesus said, if you lay up treasure in heaven, the moth can't bother it, the rust can't destroy it, thieves can't steal it. Hallelujah. Nobody can take it away from us. Ever. Ever. Permanent, restored, or stored up in heaven for us. So, Jesus said, lay up treasure in heaven, not here on earth where it disappears, but on earth where it's permanent. Now let's think about that. On the other side of your notes, if you will. I will send treasure now. I will send treasure now. When I think about treasure in heaven, it is sort of like money in the bank. The only way you can spend money in the bank is if you put money in the bank to start with. And I know some people try to write checks and spend money that's not theirs, but they usually get in trouble. So if I'm going to have treasure in heaven, I need to do it ahead of time. I can't get there and then develop it. It's got to be done ahead of time. So if you, on your notes, you write, I will send treasure now. I will send treasure now. Jesus said, we must work the works of Him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no man can work. Work the works of God, works of Christ today, because the time's coming when we can't do it anymore. Now, I know there's some people who say, well, after you die, you get another chance to add to it. No, that's not true. The Bible doesn't tell me anywhere that I get a chance to redo stuff after I'm dead, physically dead. No. So let's think about this. So if I want treasure in heaven, I must be doing it now. Are you in the process of storing up treasure in heaven? Let me suggest some things, and you can add to the list. Are you here today? Are you here for Jesus? Are you here to worship the living God and to give Him praise and to honor Him? Is that one of the reasons you are here? Are you laying up treasure in heaven by being here today to worship Christ? Is He remembering the fact that you gathered in His name to honor Him? You're laying up treasure in heaven. I really believe that. When you get on your knees or however you pray, stand, sit, and you're talking to God about things and yielding your life to Him, are you laying up any treasure in heaven? Does He remember your prayer? Every time you pray, does God know about it? And does He remember it? Is that a treasure in heaven? So that means we want to pray a whole lot then. If we want a whole lot of treasure in heaven, I need to be praying a lot. The Bible talks about praying without ceasing, which means an attitude. Well, Anybody today serving Jesus? Did anybody teach a Sunday school class today? Anybody going to be working next week in Bible school? Is that treasure in heaven too? As you make an investment in the lives of others, I'm really grateful for what God does in VBS and for Sunday school and all the teachings. Do you know what the outcome is of what you're going to do next week? When you have a class of little ones and sometimes you don't think they're paying a bit of attention. They're, they're poking one another. Are they listening anyway? You suppose that down the road you're going to discover that they heard more than you thought they heard and their lives are being transformed and you're laying up treasure in heaven because you taught some boys and girls about Jesus. You invested some time and some energy in training them. I had a lady tell me at the carnival, I wish I could give the whole story, but hopefully during Bible school she'll be here. She said during Bible school last year, her kids' granddaughter learned all the music, and they had music, the BBS music, all the time. But during the time that last year, her husband, I believe, if I'm correct, I may get the story quite clear, but during that time, her husband became ill. I think it was her husband, it could have been her dad, was in bed dying, and this granddaughter began to sing this song of hope that she learned in Bible school last year. You're laying up treasure in heaven every time you serve Jesus, and you never know what effect it is. She came to the carnival, she came and told me this last Monday. Folks, listen. You're laying up treasure. As far as I'm concerned, every time you help a kid turn his heart to Jesus, and every time you help a teenager set their heart for Christ, and as well as adults, you're laying up treasure in heaven. And so, Lord, help us to be busy today doing that. Every time you bear witness for Jesus, you tell the story of Jesus. Is that treasure in heaven? What if that person don't believe you? Is it still treasure in heaven? It's still treasure in heaven. You stood for Christ. You gave a witness. When you find yourself obeying everything Jesus said, is that treasure in heaven? When you read the Word and God says it, and you say, okay, I'll do it, that's treasure in heaven. You're storing it up right now. You're laying it up every time that happens. When your life is being conformed, you're allowing Christ to change you more and more like Him, and He's transforming your spirit and to be more like Him, is that not treasure in heaven? See, those are things we're doing all the time, if we think about it. So what I'm suggesting is, Lord, help me to keep in mind that whatever things I'm doing here on earth, whether it's stuff I'm collecting or whether it's job I'm doing or whatever attention, I want that all to focus on the living God, because in so doing, I am laying up treasure in heaven, because I want to serve Jesus with all those things. I want to honor Him and I want to praise Him. And so I'm saying, Lord, I want to send up some treasure today. So folks, right now you're laying up some treasure. When you go home today and you pray, you're laying up some treasure. As I said already, next week, several. But by the way, not all of you are going to be here teaching next week. But can all of you be praying for next week? So every kid that comes to Bible school next week, and every parent who comes, because there's going to be an adult class too. Betty's teaching it. By the way, tell adults to come. Betty will do a good job. So when you pray, and God works in those kids, are you a part of what happens in that classroom and in the lives of those kids? So next week you can be laying up in treasure in heaven as you think about all week long, this teacher, that child, you don't have to know their names. You just say, God, would you work in that? And you're laying up treasure in heaven. And you're serving the Lord because you love Him. And so I want to be on, that's what I want to be focusing on. Sometimes I get my life so busy and doing stuff, I forget about who I'm doing it for. And I need to refocus my life. This is for Jesus. Whatever I'm doing. And ask Him to help me to send up treasure today. Because when you get there, you don't get to send anymore. You have to send it up ahead of time. Remember that. The next area that I had on your notes is, I will focus on long-term treasure. I will focus on long-term treasure. I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute. The Scripture's passage says, therefore we do not give up, even though our outer person is being destroyed, our inner person is being renewed day by day. For our momentary light affliction is producing for us absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory. So we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. What is seen is temporary, but what is seen is eternal. Which one is in our face more? Seen or unseen? Seen. Because we got all this stuff to do. We got all these things around us. But notice what he said. The things that you don't see are going to last forever. One of those is people. Do you realize people is probably the only thing going to last forever? All the other stuff you do, all the stuff you collect, all the, it's not, but people will. So when we invest in Him, we want to say, Lord, help me to remember. I want to look on long-term treasure. I want to see, focus on what's not seen, what's eternal. Where are you going to spend the longest? Here on earth or up after death? Is that really true? You're going to spend a whole lot more time. Of course, God doesn't have time. But anyway, you're going to spend a whole lot more time after you die than before you die? So which one are we spending more energy and effort and time and money on? Think about it. Am I spending all of it on here that's going to be temporary, going to be short, or am I trying to focus it on that where I'm going to spend the rest of eternity? Well, sometimes we get so wrapped up in the here and now we forget that there's a long eternity coming and I want to be ready for it and I want to spend my life in it and I want to be investing in it because that's where I'm going to spend the majority of my time is going to be there with the Lord or with heaven. Or if you don't know the Lord, you're going to spend an eternity without God in a place called, the Bible calls hell. You don't want that. But that's, you realize that? You're going to spend more time in one of those two places than you are here on earth. I'd rather spend it for Jesus now and then look forward to what He's going to do. So, I also want you to notice what Jesus said about all that. Where your treasure is, what? Your heart is there. Your focus is there. Your energy is there. Your effort is there. And so I'm saying, Lord, help me to evaluate where am I, what do I really count important? What is really valuable to me? Or do I need to adjust my focus on what's valuable or what I think is valuable? How do you know what's valuable to you, to me? Probably a couple of ways, and maybe more than one. One is what you spend a whole lot of time on. Because what I think is important, that's what I spend time on. I can tell you I think other things are important, but if I'm not doing it, whatever I spend time on, I'm saying that's important because that's what I'm giving time to. I'm giving effort and energy to because that's important to me. Now, does that mean you can't have a job and serve Jesus? No. Can you serve Jesus through your job? Absolutely. But if your mind is on serving Him, then it's a focus on serving Him through it. But that time is being invested not just to earn a living, but to serve, to provide for your family and to provide minister for Jesus and service. And so it becomes an eternal thing. The other thing that you can evaluate as to whether or not how much God does is this thing. What do you do with what's in that? Not much, not now, but anyway. Where do I spend the money God invests? Am I spending it on kingdom things or am I spending it all on me? What if I spend my money on buying a house? Is that kingdom work or is that here? Well, it's some here, but also providing for your family. So God says you're supposed to provide for your family. You buy some food, you're supposed to eat, take care of your bodies. So I want to say, you look at the focus of what we're doing and say, Lord, I want my treasure to be in heaven. I want my focus, my desire, my heart cry to be in heaven. And so Jesus said, where my treasure is, that's where my focus is going to be. And I want my focus to be on the eternal things of God, not on the things that so push in on me all the time. And say, God, help me keep the right focus. When I think about treasure in heaven, what's the greatest treasure in heaven? I'll suggest two. One is other people who have met Jesus because you share Him. I think that's one of the treasures I would like to have. That when I get to heaven, there will be a man or woman, boy or girl, who's there because somehow we shared Jesus with them. Doesn't mean you always led them to Jesus, but you were part of the process. You realize some people plant, some people water, some people harvest, the Scripture says. If you're a planter or a waterer, is that important as well as a harvester? It's still the same. It's still a part of the treasure. So when somebody gets to heaven and they're saved because somebody else shared and you're a part of it, that's a treasure. Wouldn't it be good to look and when you get to heaven and say, oh, there's this girl, that man, and I got to be a part of that. That's a treasure. But I will suggest another treasure in heaven. And that's a treasure of Jesus Christ and seeing Him face to face. Can you imagine? No, not really. But as you try, can you imagine meeting the Lord Jesus who loved you enough to die on the cross, who loved you enough to live here on earth and then die and be crucified, take our sins and be raised again and ascend to heaven to see Him face to face, to know Him in His glory. The Bible gives us some glimpses. In Revelation, John sees Jesus and he falls on his face. The disciples see the transfiguration of Jesus, and it's a wonderful. Can you imagine seeing Jesus? Will that be a treasure? Seeing Him face to face, loving Him, knowing Him. I think seeing Him in glory. So I think my greatest treasure in heaven will be Jesus. Knowing Him, being there. The song I mentioned earlier has another stanza I want to read. It says, living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile. Seeking the lost ones He died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in Him. My dearest treasure is what? The light of His smile. If Jesus says, I like what you're doing, man, that's good enough for me. When I get to heaven, I think one of the joys of hearing Him say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a little. Come and enjoy your Lord. Really. And so we're saying, get to see Jesus. Now, the last thing I want to suggest on your notes is this. I will be sure that I'm going to heaven. I will be sure that I'm going to heaven. You see, you can't lay up treasure in heaven until you know Jesus is your Savior and Lord. Because everything you do prior to meeting Jesus will not count in heaven. Do you realize that? The only way you can lay up treasure in heaven is to belong to Christ through faith, through whom you get access to the Father. And so if you want treasure in heaven, it starts with committing your life to Jesus and letting Him be the Lord of your life and receiving Him and walking with Him. The scripture I listed on your notes says, Thomas said to Him, Lord, we do not know where You're going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me. In answer, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. And the life. So when we talk about heaven, when we get to heaven, the only question that will get us in is, the only answer is Jesus. He ain't going to ask you, were you Baptist? He ain't going to ask you, were you baptized? He ain't going to ask you, read your Bible every day? He ain't going to ask you if you were kind to your neighbors. He wasn't going to say, did you give money to kingdom causes or help? He ain't going to ask you any of that stuff. The one question he's going to want to know is, do you know Jesus, my Son, is Savior and Lord? Does Jesus claim you as His own? Because Jesus is the key. He's the one who knows who belongs to Him, right? And when you get to heaven, when you get there, He's going to say, this one, this one, this one, this one knows Me, so they get to come in. If you don't know Jesus, He's going to say, I don't know you, and you go the other way. And I think that one of the most excruciating sounds would be for Jesus to say, I don't know who you are. So you want to be sure that you know Christ and you're walking with Him now, that you know you're going there. I hope you know that. If you don't know that, you can know that by faith in Christ and knowing you belong to Him and you're living for Him. I know for sure, not because of anything I've done or said, but I know for sure because as a 14-year-old boy, I gave my heart and life to Christ. And I know I belong to Him. And when I get there, He's going to let me in. Not because I've been a preacher for a long time or anything else, but because Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And that's going to be true for the rest of you. My prayer is, if you don't know Him, today you'll settle that and you commit your life to Christ and say, God, I need Jesus. I'm asking Him to take over and be my Savior and my Lord. I know I've sinned against You, and I'm asking You to be my Savior because I sure want to go to heaven. And I'd like to spend my life here on earth investing it for eternity. Because if you live your life here without Jesus, you're investing it for temporary stuff that's going to disappear. But if you live it for Jesus, it's forever. It's forever. So Jesus said, don't lay up treasure down here. Lay it up in heaven. Because where your treasure is, your heart's going to be. Your focus is going to be. Let's bow together. As we pray, my prayer is that if you don't know Him today, you'll settle that. You'll commit your life to Him. You'll receive Him. You can do that right where you sit today. You have a heart and a desire to know Jesus. You ask Him to come, take over your life. You're committing your life to Him. He'll save you. He'll help you begin the journey to live for Jesus. Many of us are already committed to Christ. We know Him. We know we belong to Him. We know we're going to heaven. But the question I have to ask myself, and hope you'll ask yourself, am I living for earthly treasure or am I living for heavenly treasure? What's my focus? How am I living? And if it's not for Him, ask Him to change it so that you begin to look to Him. He may lead you to make other decisions about your walk with Christ, about joining this church, about baptism. You want somebody to pray for you, I'll be glad to pray with you. Others will. But we're here to say, Jesus is here. He's talking. And we're going to listen to that inner spirit in our heart, that spirit of Christ. Thank You, Jesus, for being here today through Holy Spirit. Lord, You know us. You know me. You know those places where maybe I've got myself out of focus. Would You refresh and renew my commitment, my heavenly focus on You this day? And Lord, by Your Holy Spirit, draw individuals to faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, that they will come to know Him, live for Him. Lord, help us as we invest in eternity. May Your Spirit have full control of each of us in this service, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to stand, we're going to sing. If you commit your life to Christ, I urge you to come and tell me. You're renewing a relationship, come and tell me. You're asking for prayer to refocus your life and you want to share that, come, we'll pray together. As God's